friend of the show and senior advisor to the president of hockey operations down in Florida, Chris Pronger. How you doing, Chris?
What's going on, guys? Thanks for the intro.
Yeah, absolutely. We didn't mention Hall of Famer this time. I'm not allowed to say that. That was on purpose. We can't call you a Hall of Famer.
Well, I got to ask you, Prongs. We were at the Hall of Fame the other day. I don't believe you were there, were you?
I was not.
Some of the guys, like, there's a lot of people that show up, and a bunch of the Hall of Famers didn't have their Hall of Fame jacket on. Do you ever wear your jacket, like, to a cocktail party or anything like that?
I do not, and I'm gonna.
Why?
There's probably,
why?
There's two trains of thought. Either A, it doesn't fit anymore, or B, you don't need to showboat and show it off.
He's not a lunatic. That's basically what I'm
People
saying.
People know.
No. I would.
And if they don't know, then they don't need to know.
Exactly.
I'd wear it every game I went to, just every game. And as soon as I had a chat with somebody, I would turn to the left so they saw the logo. I guess it's one of those things where if you don't have it, you really want it. And when you have it, you're like, nah, whatever.
Well, I think, I would think most hockey players are pretty humble and down to earth, maybe with the exception of you, O-Dog.
Okay, then give me your jacket and I'll wear your jacket.
I don't think that's going to fit you, fella.
All right, I know what you mean. The arms will be too long.
Well, you're the perfect guy to talk to about this. We're just mentioning that Josh Morrissey got fined for that hit on TJ Oshie. And you're a guy that's worked in the NHL offices, and now obviously you work with the Panthers, and your guy Mike Matheson was handed a two-game suspension for what looked like a very similar hit. How do you feel about Matheson getting two games and now Morrissey only getting a fine?
It was similar but different. I haven't seen the NHL's video and reasoning why, so I'm going to temper my vitriol, but I guess I would say Matheson's was two distinct actions and Morrissey was one. I personally don't see the difference. They do, and that's why they do what they do, and I no longer do it. But, I think it's disappointing. I wasn't a big fan of the Matheson two-game suspension either. A kid weighs 160 pounds. He manhandled him and threw him to the ground. I get the puck had already gone away, but that's still part of the game. It's physical. Unfortunately, the player got hurt. I think had the player not gotten a concussion and hurt on the play, the referee didn't call it. There was no penalty on the play. There was no real outcry other than the fact the player got hurt. And I think it played a part in it. You know, I think player safety is also there to protect the players in lieu of injury, in lieu of something vicious. I don't think it was malicious or intentional in any right, but it's the decision. We lived with it, and we're moving on from it. Winning hockey games again, which is all that we're trying to do.
Chris, we'll just finish up right there. But as far as Mike Matheson, I mean, my understanding is you hear that there were some comments made to him and some stuff that happened to him as far as threats and even players in Vancouver. I mean, where do you stand on stuff like that?
Well, I think everybody just needs to take a chill pill as it relates to whatever their affiliation is with the team, fan bases, etc. You know, Maddie had death threats on Twitter and all the rest, and I heard that some of the Vancouver players that did not allegedly do anything to Matheson were getting death threats as well. So it doesn't surprise me in today's world we live in, yet for all those Twitter tough guys sitting at home on their keyboards, you might want to take a chill pill and relax and realize it's just a sport. Guys are having fun playing, and it can be an emotional game. It can be a physical game. But at the end of the day, we all get up, walk home, and see our families and our loved ones and go on about our day. And I think, we just need to relax. It can be emotional as a fan, but you got to kind of take a step back and take a deep breath.
Prongs, do you think we're getting away from open ice hits being gone from the game altogether? It seems like when there's a clean one, you got to fight. I don't know. I look at it and I'm like, why does that guy have to fight? I understand if you hit Wayne Gretzky or Connor McDavid, you might have to deal with some chirping and some body contact later in the game. But it's like every open ice hit, there's a there's just, it seems like a brawl. So it's like, why do it? Or it's a suspension. It's like it's just going out of the game.
It's a little sad that every time there's a clean open ice body check, somebody's challenging the guy. It's like you're not allowed to hit anybody. And when I played and when you played, when you got hit hard like that, your teammates were telling you to get your head up.
That's it. Get your head up, kid.
They weren't going to fight the guy. Get your head up. Learn a lesson. Keep your head up and it won't happen.
Yeah, it's crazy.
You know, unfortunately now, it's gotten a little out of hand.
Chris, with the parity of the league right now, we were just talking about it last segment and how, you know, there's some injuries throughout, especially out east. Vasilevsky now could be out a month. You know, Boston is banged up. Chara left the game last night. Now, you guys have, I believe, three games in hand, and you're starting to get a little bit healthy and coming on. You know, is that something you guys have focused on? And also, I haven't even mentioned that your schedule was real tough at the start of the season. You know, is that something that Bobby Bugner tries to hammer home with the guys?
Well, I think we had very few games early on because of our Finland trip. We had a week off prior to, a week off after, and then a lot of travel in between going on the road and playing in some tough buildings. And, you know, as you said, we've got three games in hand now. We're fairly healthy. Obviously, getting Lou back was a big shot in the arm for us, and that's kind of been where, you know, we had a little bit of resurgence and got on this little five-game winning streak. But you look at our lineup now and where guys sit in, and we're starting to get chemistry amongst all the lines, kind of juggled the lines around a little bit and got guys into the right situation. You look at the Dadonov, Barkov, Hoffman line, they're on fire. You know, they've been impressive the last four or five games. So I think the lines have kind of settled in and guys have earned their respective roles. And now it's, you know, Lou's held down the fort. Rimes played really good the other night against Ottawa. So we're hopefully coming on and continue to win hockey games here and use those three games in hand to our advantage and get back in the playoff race.
With Chris Pronger, senior advisor to the president of hockey ops down in Florida, I'm glad you mentioned Mike Hoffman because he was obviously a big part of the conversation during the offseason with his departure in Florida, and you guys acquired him. But he's been quiet in terms of the headlines, but his numbers have been outstanding. I think he had 13
in a row. He's tied Bure, I believe.
Right, 13 games in a row with a point. I mean, needless to say, he's fit in pretty well, but has he exceeded your expectations?
Well, I think, you know what, if you look at where he started the season, he was on the third line. They were trying to find a spot for him where he fit in best. He was on the second line for a while, then he was on the third line for a while, just trying to work on the lines and the matchups and all the rest of that. And since he's moved up to the number one line with Barkov, he's kind of really taken off. But all the while, looking for the right fit line-wise, he's been producing, which is nice to see. You know, no matter who he played with, he was producing and getting points for us and helping us win. At the end of the day, that's what we're more worried about than anything. So, you know, I think he's found a little bit of a home there with Dadonov and Barkov, and they've been playing extremely well, and we're looking forward to seeing some more of that, I hope.
Well, continued success once you guys finally catch up to the rest of the league in terms of games played, and we always appreciate you finding time for us, and we'll do it again down the road.
My pleasure, boys. Take care. O-Dog, I'll let the seams out on the coat for you.
Just on the arms. Just shorten the arms.
Thanks, Prongs.
All right, see you guys.
There's Chris Pronger, senior advisor to the president of Hockey Ops down in Florida and Hockey Hall of Famer.